about the toxic riots. Owen's son, Sean, 32, said of his dad that he was a musician, quote, that got the recognition for his talent, but not the rewards, unquote. Owen Warren is our initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Initial radio obituary is a long one, so hang in there, but it's a good history lesson, and it is for Othreen Juanita Lucy. She died just a few days ago on March 2nd. She was an American activist who was the first African-American student to attend the University of Alabama in 1956. Her expulsion from the institution later that year led to the university's president, Oliver Carmichael's, resignation. In September 1952, she and a friend, Pauline Myers, a civil rights activist with the NAACP, applied to the University of Alabama. Although the women were accepted, their attendance was rescinded when the authorities discovered they were not white. Backed by the NAACP, Lucy and Myers charged the university with racial discrimination in a court case that took almost 3 years to resolve. While waiting, Lucy worked as an English teacher in Mississippi and as a secretary for an insurance company. On June 29, 1955, the NAACP secured a court order preventing the university from rejecting the admission applicants of Lucy and Myers, who had married and was then known as Pauline Myers Hudson, based upon their race. Even though Lucy was officially admitted, she was still barred from all dormitories and dining halls. Days later, the court amended the order to apply to all other African-American students seeking admission. And on February 3, 1956, Lucy enrolled as a graduate student in library science, becoming the first African-American ever admitted to a white public school or university in the state. Lucy attended her first class on Friday, February 3rd, 1956. On Monday, February 6th, 1956, riots broke out on the campus and a mob of more than 1,000 men pelted the car in which the Dean of Women drove Lucy between classes. Threats were made against her life and the university's present home was stoned. Not stoned in a good way. The police were called to secure her attendance. These riots at the university were, to date, the most violent post-Brown anti-immigration demonstration. After the riots, the university suspended Lucy from school because her own safety was a concern. Martin Luther King Jr. wrote in a sermon in 1956 about the events at the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church the day before his trial for violating Alabama's anti-boycott law. Quote, "As soon as Autrine Lucy walked on the campus, a group of spoiled students led by Leonard Wilson and a vicious group of criminals began threatening her at every hand. Crosses were burned. Eggs and bricks were thrown at her. The mob even jumped on top of the car in which she was riding. Finally, the president and trustees of the University of Alabama asked Autrine to leave for her own safety and for the safety of the university. The next day after Autrine was dismissed, the paper came out with the headline, 'Things are quiet in Tuscaloosa today. There is peace on the campus of the University of Alabama.' Yes, things were quiet in Tuscaloosa. Yes, purchased at the exorbitant price of an inept trustee board succumbing to the whims of a vicious mob. It was peace that had been purchased at the price of allowing mobocracy to reign supreme over democracy." Years later, the university admitted her as a master's student, and in 2010, a clock tower was erected in her honor on the campus. It's our post-initial radio obituary for Autrine Juanita Lucy here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now I'm tired of segregation, and now I want my equal rights. Well, respect and education, well, not total integration. Now that's why I'm fighting for my rights. Oh, I'm fighting for my rights. Yes, I'm fighting for my rights. Yes, I'm fighting for my rights. Now myself, get a hand, the window, so the air, it couldn't come through. And I felt so hot and stuffy at the head, I didn't know what to do. Still, I was fighting for my rights. Whoa, I was fighting for my rights. I was fighting for my rights. I was fighting for my rights. Now my mom was she done told me, and now I own a dying bin. Now if my son don't get his freedom, I had rather see him dead. That's why I'm fighting for my rights. Whoa, I'm fighting for my rights. Yes, I'm fighting for my rights. Yes, I'm fighting for my rights.
Our next radio obituary is for Vive l'Internationale, which is the stage name for Victorine Agbado. She was a Beninese singer. Agbado was known for her songs of peace and love during Benin's transition from communism to democracy. During the Sovereign Nations Conference in February 1990, she sang the hymn for peace, Ndokligi. It's N'Dokolidji. You pronounce it. She described it as her contribution to peace for Benin. Active in women's revolutionary organizations, she sang in solidarity with prison detainees in Savalo, a little kingdom located in the Coal Mines Department of Benin, in 2018. In 2008, she was awarded the National Order of Benin. Vive l'Internationale died on February 15th at age 75, and she's our next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Our cleanup radio obituary is for Ruben Fontes. He was a Mexican classical violinist and composer who is best known for his contributions to mariachi music. In 1944, Fontes joined Mariachi Vergas de Tasalitlan as a violinist and later as a music arranger. In 1955, he stopped performing in the group, but he maintained his position as producer and musical director. As such, he had a profound influence on Vergas de Tasalitlan and mariachi music in general. He is best known for his work on Linda Ronstadt's classic Grammy Award-winning multi-platinum Canciones de Mi Padre album. With domestic sales of 2.5 million copies, Canción de Mi Padre stands as the biggest-selling non-English language record in U.S. history. Fontes also produced several of Linda Ronstadt's traditional Latin albums. Fontes was the musical director of RCA Records in Mexico during the late 1950s to the late 1960s. For that reason, he was the arranger and musical producer of many records of major ranchero singers. Most of them were accompanied by Mariachi Vargas de Tesalitlan. Fontes was also a musical arranger for most of José Alfredo Jamiz's songs, a prolific Mexican-born composer whose compositions, like Fontes, elevated traditional mariachi music to international heights of acclaim. He died on February 5th at the age of 95, and he's our cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Con lágrimas.
llorado gotitas de sangre del corazón. Me has dejado con el alma herida sin compasión. Pobre de mí, esta vida mejor que se acabe no es para mí. Pobre de mí,
ay, corazón,
pobre de mí,
no sufras más.
Cuánto
guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, and it's for Roger Siegel. He was a member of the Oh man, that got screwed up. Hang on a second. I don't know what happened there. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, and it's for Roger Siegel. He was a member of the Philadelphia rock bands Translight Vision and Sorry and the Sinatras, and he was found stabbed to death in a Wawa parking lot in South Philly on Monday, February 14th, according to CBS3 Philly reports. Woolly Mammoth sports bar owner Chris McNicol told CBS3 that Siegel worked the day shift on Sundays, stuck around to watch the Super Bowl, and then seemingly stopped at the South Philly Wawa on Christopher Columbus Boulevard around 4 a.m. Police say he was found inside a black car around 5 a.m., the back window shattered, and Siegel inside stabbed in the stomach. CBS3 reports that law enforcement are still investigating and that it's not clear at this time if this was a targeted attack or if Siegel was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Roger Siegel was 49, and he's our Weasel Radio obituary here on your freeform radio station. It's WMFO Medford.
But now I see we were disposable. song. Where the kings? Where the kings? Where the kings of Shambles Street? Where the kings? Where the kings? Where the kings of Shambles Street? Where the kings? Where the kings? Where the kings of Shambles Street? Where the kings? Where the kings? Where the kings of Shambles Street?
Our anti-pre-penultimate radio obituary is for Ralph Bumi Bursi. He was a German pop and rock singer and music producer who was particularly successful and popular in the German Democratic Republic until 1989. Well, after 1989, the German Democratic Republic no longer existed. This a bit surprised me because I didn't know rock bands were allowed in East Germany, as we called them. I always wondered about the name German Democratic Republic because they were really neither. Back then, China was Red China. But I digress, as I often do. Bursi was born in East Berlin in 1956. He first completed an apprenticeship as a machine and plant mechanic and later in a distance learning course at the Hans Eisler School of Music Berlin. From 1977 to 1979, he sang in the hard rock band Regenbogen, Rainbow. This was the result of a school band formed with friends. The program consisted mainly of reenacted songs by Uriah Heep and Deep Purple. He was known to a wider audience through the song Du mach mich wie lieb, You Make Me Love You. From 1979 to 1981, he was then lead singer of the band Kex, before joining the band Princip in 1982. After separation from the band in July 1986, he began a solo career under the stage name Ralph Bumi Bursi. In the next years, he entered the East German music charts with various singles. Until 1989, the GDR record label Amiga released two albums of Bursi, and another one was published in 1992 by the Amiga successor DSB, the LP Wind im Gesicht, Wind in Your Face, sold more than 100,000 copies in the GDR. After 1992, Bursi worked as a producer for Nina and PM Samson, among others, and for the company JK Music Entertainment. He later retired from the music business and owned several clothing stores in Berlin. He died on February 14th in Berlin at the age of 66, and he is our anti-pre-penultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Our pre-penultimate radio obituary is for Michael Lee Rabin. He was an American musician and was the lead guitarist and lead singer in the 1960s hit group The Five Americans. He was co-writer for the group's hit songs including Western Union and I See the Light. Rabin was born in Port Arthur, Texas in April 1943, but moved to southern Oklahoma in the first years of his life. His father and mother, both Oklahoma natives, taught school in the tiny community in Oklahoma called Spencerville, with a population of about 300, before later moving to Hugo, Oklahoma. It was there that Rabin taught himself to play guitar. By 12, he had joined a local rock group called the Buckaroos. After graduating from high school in 1961, he joined the Army Reserve. After the Army, he enrolled in college at Southern State University in Durant, Oklahoma. In college, he formed the beginnings of the Five Americans. The band was originally named the Mutineers, but was later changed to the Five Americans to combat the rock and roll British influx in the mid-1960s. The group became successful, charting 5 records: I See the Light, Evil Not Love, Sound of Love, Zip Code, and Western Union. The last covered by The Ventures, The Stranglers from Australia, and The Searchers from England, and also used in the film Vanilla Sky, starring Tom Cruise. Michael Rabin had a successful touring career afterwards, released 2 albums that sold well, and played guitar for the Tyler, Texas pop group Gladstone, whose A Piece of Paper reached number 45 in October 1972. Mike Rabin died on February 11th at age 78, and he is our pre-penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
In order to form a more perfect union, a man and a woman become husband and wife. A piece of paper says they'll start a new life. A piece of paper says it's all right. Religion will cost a man 1/10 of his gold. A piece of paper says he's redeemed his soul. A piece of paper says he's all right. You know paper is only paper. And you know people, well, they try to be good. Some folks live by others' paper. Some folks live like they should. So in order to form a more perfect union, a legal abortion so the family won't know. A piece of paper says the problem won't grow. A piece of paper makes it all right. In order to form a more perfect union, a country will call on its young men to fight. A piece of paper says it's all right to die. A piece of paper says it's all right. A piece of paper says it's all right.
A piece of paper makes it all. It's all right.
penultimate radio obituary is for Fusto Siglinio. He's an Italian singer, guitarist, and actor. Born in Naples in a humble family, Siglinio approached music at a young age after having received a guitar as a gift, and he made his record debut in 1953. Siglinio became first known thanks to his participation in the Napoli Music Festival that he later won in 1959. In 1957, he ranked first at the Italian Hit Parade with the single Cimaha Maprato Afa. Pardon my Italian, it's only my heritage, but I really don't know much about the language. And that's another long story which I don't want to digress into. Between 1959 and 1964, he was entered into the main competition at the Sonamo Music Festival. In 1976, Siglinio graduated in guitar at the Santa Cecilia Conservatory in Rome. He later focused his activities on the research and the revision of traditional Napolitan music. Siglinio died on February 17th, 2 days after his 85th birthday, and he is our penultimate radio obituary here at WMFO in Medford.
Parata fa che kiss me venerdì io te vorria vasà e portando da gumme che t'aggi di ta fa son innamorata di te perché vasanne ma così tu mi imparata a di sti cose sconosciute capre sorriente sta luna se ne so chiuta con te tu sapendo non tornare che mi hai imparato a fare sti frasi pura stere amore che dea felicità che mi hai imparato a fare e stella da marina che la sera pareva ci volesse incantare per ogni stella che scendeva a mare scriveva in cielo addio felicità tu che mi hai imparato a fare che mi ven a di io te vorrei abbassare io portando te con me che t'aggi di ta fa son innamorato di te perché stringendomi così tu mi imparato a di sti cose sconosciute capre sorriente sta luna se ne so chiuta con te tu sapendo non tornare che mi hai imparato a fare sti frasi furastere amore che dea felicità che mi hai imparato a fare amore che dea felicità come imparata a fare.
Our ultimate radio obituary is for Carmen DeMarca. In the 1980s, Carmen was active in the Boston rock scene, playing bass with the local band The Souls. According to fellow bandmate Adam Sherman, Carmen was a great bassist, singer, and songwriter. At the time, he lived in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Around 1990, the Souls were over. Carmen got into trouble with the law, and when they found out he wasn't a U.S. citizen, they sent him back to his home country of Italy. He did well in Italy, but never was allowed to return to the USA. He passed away in Italy approximately 2 weeks ago. His age, as well as the legal trouble that he had, are both unknown to me. But nevertheless, He is our ultimate radio obituary. It's for Carmen DeMarco here on WMFO in Medford.
Stop for your touch. peace all around so absolute. Suffer softly, suffer sweet. These are the darkest hours we're ever gonna keep. Suffer softly. Turned upside down with no little comforts to be found. I've never known devastation so pure. Will this heartache ever be cured? Suffer softly. Isolation is taking its toll. Heart grows weary, my feelings grow cold. Suffer softly, suffer sweet. These are the darkest hours we're ever gonna keep. Suffer softly, suffer sweet. These are the darkest hours we're ever gonna keep. Suffer softly.
And that concludes our radio obituaries and almost concludes our show. I have 1.5 more tunes to go out on before a brand new student show comes your way called B-Side Bistro. And they should be coming in a few minutes. And it sounds like a fun show, so do stay tuned. You can catch us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And right back here next week when the queen of the Bubbles in the Think Tank, the well-tanned and well-rested Belinda, will return with 2 hours of the silliest radio programming imaginable. Right here on your freeform radio station is WMFO in Medford. Our final tune, the tune before the half a tune, is one that I think Chuck U, instead of not Belinda, would play. But either way, I think it works for the time that we're in, and I bet Chuck will play it on his show next week. But I am not Belinda, and I want to thank you all over there in the Facebook chat group for being a part of this evening's program and participating in that said chat group. I want to say goodnight to all. It's been fun. And our final tune, and then another half tune, and then hopefully the B-Side Beastress will come in. Otherwise, it'll be Vic Deckhart. We'll find out soon enough here at WMFO in Medford.
Siberian plane. He can power a nuclear reactor with the left. his brain. And when he take his shirt off, he drive a lady's crazy. When he take his shirt off, make me wanna be a lady. It's the Putin girls.
Putin, if you put it, when you put it, where you put it. Putin, if you put it, when you put it next to me. Putin, if you put it, when you put it, where you put it. Putin, if you put it, when you put it next to me.
Putin hates the Putin girls, cause he hates vulgarity. He loves his mother country, and he loves his family. He and his ex-wife, Lynn Miller, ride along the shore of the beautiful new Russian Black Sea. Let's listen in. A great man is speaking. We fought a war for this. I'm almost ashamed. The Mediterranean. Now there's a resort worth fighting for. If only the Greeks or the Turks would start to sniff around. Well, I'd bring the hammer down. So quick their woolly heads would spin. Woolly head, woolly head, woolly head. Oh, wait a minute, even better. What if the Kurds got in the way? Hey, Kurds and wait, Kurds and wait. Sometimes a people is greater than their leader. Germany, Kentucky, France. One shot at glory, they don't get a second chance. Drag these peasants, kicking and screaming, into the 21st century. I thought we'd make it, must have been dreaming.
Well, that's about it, kids. Hope you had fun. See you next year.
Believe me, it's me and you to the end.